to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. Take a look at the headlines. Kafira Pupus thank President Hakainde Hichilema for free education policy. Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, AFZ, mourns former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. In international headlines, Wanat withdrew from Mali after completing mission. And in sports, FAS owes over 100 million kwacha in various countries. With the main news in detail, my name is Mumba Tailash. Government has officially handed over four constituency development funds CDF financed infrastructure projects and disbursed 2025 CDF empowerment grants and loans totaling 6,094,200 kwacha to 91 cooperatives in Nsama district. The projects have been successfully completed and handed over to the community, which include Munwa Health Post, constructed at a total cost of 409,443 kwacha, a 1x3 classroom block at Mpundu Primary School, constructed at a cost of 789,358.85 kwacha. Kampinda Police Post, built at a cost of 811,459 kwacha, 66 ingwe, and a mini mortuary at Nsama Rural Health Center, completed at a cost of 515,272 kwacha. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu says the handover of the projects is a clear testament to President Hakainde Hichilema's unwavering commitment to uplifting the lives of all Zambians through improved infrastructure and service delivery. Mr. Mpundu says infrastructure is the backbone of economic and social development, hence the government's continued investment in community-driven projects. Nalolo Council Public Relations Officer Bartison Kandimba says the recruitment of beneficiaries under the Cash for Work program in Nalolo District is underway, with a total of 6,426 individuals targeted to benefit from the program. Speaking to the media, Mr. Kandimba says officers from the council's planning and engineering departments have visited all the 12 wards in Nalolo constituency to distribute forms and also engage with the ward development committees, community welfare assistant committees and satellite disaster management committees to ensure smooth implementation of the program. Mr. Kandimba says the local authority urges all the ward development committees, as well as zonal representatives and the entire leadership at the grassroots structures engaged, to help in the implementation of the program to capture correct details of the beneficiaries, especially phone numbers and national registration cards, so that money is not paid to the wrong people.
The council also urges the beneficiaries to verify their details to ensure correct names, NRCs, as well as phone numbers are captured correctly by the WDCs and data entry clerks before the lists are submitted to the council for payment. As a local authority, we have encountered challenges to process payment for the beneficiaries timely due to incorrect data, which prompted the council to undertake a physical verification of all the unpaid claims covering the period August to December 2024. The latest 6,426 beneficiaries being recruited will undertake various public works covering the months of January and February 2025. A total of 102 beneficiaries will be recruited to cover for the 2 months period in each of the 63 zones in Nalolo constituency.
Pupils at Kafue's Mutendere and Shikoswe Secondary Schools have thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for the introduction of the free education policy after forming government in 2021. Now, since the policy pronouncement, over 2 million children have been able to go back to school across the country, as it has become attainable for all to get back to class at no cost. The pupils were visited and encouraged to concentrate on their studies by Lusaka Province Minister Sheo Mulyata, who says for many pupils it would have been impossible to be in class without the free education brought about by the new Dawn government. Ms. Mulyata says through the expanded Constituency Development Fund, CDF, a 1x3 modern classroom block has been constructed at both schools to accommodate more pupils following the surge in pupil enrollment.
This time the government has come through for every child who was lacking. This is good. This is why we talk about leadership. When you have a leadership that listens, when you have a leadership that directs, this is what you get. And we are happy with our president who has shown, who has led by example. And this is why you see this development all over this Zambia.
Meanwhile, Kafue Town Council Chairperson Wumba Malambo has commended President Hichilema for making sure development goes to the grassroots through the CDF. She has urged contractors of all CDF projects to step up works, adding that the local authority will be more tactical in executing the projects.
You can see some young people are saying their parents couldn't afford at that time to pay for their school fees. Now they just come in and out and concentrate on their studies. So this is a beautiful infrastructure, and we have been encouraging the contractors to step out of their comfort zones and also contribute to the community as well. As you can see, this one has terrazzo because the contractor did it outside their contract just to say thank you and to appreciate the community as well.
Western Province Minister Kapelwa Mbangweta has urged all citizens to mourn the late former President Edgar Chagwalungu with dignity and respect. The minister has emphasized the importance of unity and national reflection during the solemn period, calling on the public to avoid politicizing the mourning process. He states that President Lungu served the nation and should be remembered with honor and solemnity by all Zambians. The minister has appealed to political leaders, community figures and citizens alike to focus on preserving peace and upholding the values of unity and compassion as the nation grieves.
First of all, we want to pass our condolences to the family of our late ex-president. Irrespective of whatever feelings we might have, we want to encourage the Zambian people, especially people from the party, to allow for atmosphere of serenity so that he's not